Hi, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson here at the NFL Scouting Combine in Indianapolis, along with one of the finest talents in the business, ESPN, Sal Palantonio. And Sal, I cannot believe that this is the first time that you've been out here at the Combine.
You know what, Chris? It is the first time. And we've got this nice shiny set that they set up for us here. This is the ESPN operation here at the Combine. I'm getting to host the festivities. It's been actually a pretty interesting experience, I got to tell you. Just seeing all the media here and how the players and the coaches and the GMs interact with the media, it's been fascinating.
Sal, one of the things I have to ask you about before we talk about Eagles football is you have a little bit of a tradition in your household, so to speak, that relates to the Eagles that, as many times we've had you on our shows, I don't think that fans have ever known this.
Well, we've lived in South Jersey for almost 30 years, and I have three daughters, and they like to keep their dad at home. So the tradition is every game day for the last 20 years, they have to either text or email me or send me a message, two words, "Go Birds," with an exclamation point. Now, that doesn't mean I'm biased, Chris. It just means you can root for yourself in this business. Yes. If the Eagles are good, I get to go down 995 to South Philadelphia and cover the Birds at Lincoln Financial Field or at Veterans Stadium, and my family gets to have me at home. If the Eagles are not good, that means they're shipping me out somewhere on the road. So I prefer to stay home, and my kids like when I'm at home too.
Well, South Eagles were very good. They won the NFC East in 2013. What are some of the things that, from what you're gauging from talking to people here at the Combine, that the Eagles need to do to take that next step so it's not just a one-year turnaround here in Philadelphia?
Right. You know, my job is to cover the entire league, all 32 teams, and all of these players that are here. But when I'm here, I'm focused on downtime. I'm focused on making sure I know what's going on behind the scenes with the Eagles. And I just talked to George Whitfield, the quarterback guru who's been coaching Johnny Manziel, and I said, you know, what are you hearing from the Eagles? And he said, skill players. That's what I've been hearing over and over from the coaches and the front office people. They are looking for skill players. Obviously, they need a safety and a corner, but this is such a deep draft at the wide receiver position. My colleague Todd McShay thinks there could be 6 or 7 wide receivers taken in the first round. That hasn't happened since 2005. And the first two rounds could have 11 or 12 wide receivers taken. These wide receivers are big and they're fast. That fits right into the Chip Kelly mold, and that's exactly what he wants Nick Foles to see when he looks over the line of scrimmage.
Speaking of defense, Sal, you're beating the drum for a particular safety for the Eagles to take a number 22 in this year's draft.
Yeah, I like Calvin Pryor quite a bit. I think he's the next Brian Dawkins. And, you know,
pump the brakes, because every safety that gets drafted by the Eagles, that's the first name that comes up.
I know, but this guy really looks like him. This guy looks like he's that kind of guy who's a leader, difference maker. You can plug him in, and he can play safety. He can hit hard. He can run and go get the ball carrier. You know, the question is whether or not he's the kind of cover safety. But, you know, you need a guy who's a tone setter on defense, Chris, in my opinion. And they don't have that guy after the linebacker position.
Sal Palantonio, one of the absolute finest in the biz, doing a great job anchoring ESPN's coverage of the Combine. That's going to do it for us here. Stay tuned for more right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.